I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. Get by the channel ASAP. It's the afternoon JUB. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. Who gives a f about Swift and Kelsey? It's the afternoon JUB.
That's right. 2:38 on a Tuesday, and I believe we have a sponsor here, don't we, Joe?
Globe Life.
Thank you, Globe Life. And let's go to the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline and say hello to the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, one-third of those Courage Boys, the Marconi-winning musers. It is George Dunham.
Hey, Joe. Hey. Sorry I'm not sounding a little cleaner today, but I'm on the phone. And I think that is fitting that we now have Globe Life as a sponsor. It's where it's all going to happen tonight. Can't wait to watch the game and then tune in to Diamond Talk.
Damn right. Right. Open roof, second night in a row. The weather is the weather's glorious.
Go. Oh, bless you.
And I will be I do mean this. I'm not just messing around, but I love it when you guys talk baseball. You got me fired up about 5 minutes ago.
Okay. Well, good. We did our job then.
Yeah, Michael Hellman, fire you up.
That's right.
Hit another grand slam tonight.
That was a funny tweet. I repeated it this morning. Didn't get a lot of laughs, but I thought that was a funny tweet last night.
You're talking mayo on the grand salami?
I loved it.
All right.
That's good.
Well, we do want to talk a little Cowboys because Micah is still in the news, and I know you have some HSOs about that, but you are heading up to Lincoln this weekend. Houston Christian has taken on the 2-0 Nebraska Cornhuskers, and I do have a Nebraska question for you because you're our our judge, jury, and executioner for all things mascots. And they have Herbie Husker, who in my mind feels like a version of Rowdy. How do you feel about Herbie Husker?
Not a good mascot. Sorry. They ought to have a horse with, a corn head something.
Well, it's
a corn hat on his head, on his horse head.
Funny you bring that up because Herbie Husker has been around since 1974, so pretty much – for the bulk of our lifetimes. But if you go back to 1955, they had a mascot called Corn Cob Man. It was a half ear of corn wearing green overalls and, a tassel headpiece.
Oh, that's terrifying.
And it is absolute nightmare fuel.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. See, I would put some sort of farm animal, goat, horse, cow with, a hunk of corn on his head.
How do you feel about the human mascot like West Virginia has, where it's just a dude basically dressed up? I feel like that's kind of a give up.
Or like Notre Dame with
the Irish guy.
Oh, gosh, I hate that guy so much. I hate that little fighting Irish dude. I want to smack him upside the head. I can't think of a good one. I can't think of a good human mascot. I really can't. Unless you call like the, what do they call him, Orangey? The Orangeman.
Somehow that sounded racist.
Talking about Syracuse with the giant orange?
Yeah. I mean,
that's a fruit.
He's a little plump.
Kind of
fat.
He kind of looked like a human, though.
Yeah, we need more fruit and vegetable mascots. Okay. That's what we're deciding here today.
And the live animal mascots.
Delta State.
Pretty much every team that has a live animal is a good mascot.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
You have a dog on the sideline, other than Reveille, which I can pronounce now. She just seems, I think it's a girl, right? Is Reveille a girl or a guy?
It usually is, yeah.
I think it's a girl, yeah.
She seems just really stuck up.
Like,
I don't want to hang out with this dog.
Yeah, she does seem yappy. Very yappy.
High maintenance.
And I think
look
we've
at me.
Been through it before. I outlined our plan, didn't I? And Craig doesn't remember it. I don't know if he was really in on the detailed planning, but we had a plan in college to kidnap Reveille. Which
probably,
I think
probably
was
a good idea to not do that.
I think it would have worked. I really do.
They would have drawn swords on you.
Well, we weren't going to do it like at the game, but we were going to try to get the handler, kind of off by himself with a female reporter from the North Texas Daily that we knew, who was really, really good looking. And we thought she could, eventually just walk off to like a remote area, and we figured five of us could take one dude, and then and then kidnap the dog. And we weren't gonna. We love dogs. We weren't gonna hurt the dog. We would have dyed his hair green, and then the plan was to release him. somehow get him into the game and release him on the field.
That's pretty
the North Texas A&M game.
It's pretty great.
It sounds very illegal.
Hard to just pull and meet the parents and get another collie that kind of looks like Reveille, and then you just switcheroo. Like, why is this dog
one of those.
Chewing everything up?
I think it would have worked. Weird. I really do. Now, we probably would have been caught, but I think we could have executed all the way up to getting the collie in the game spray painted green. I don't know how we were going to do that. We didn't really detail that part of the plan.
All right. Well, we do need to talk some football because we've ignored the Cowboys today. And I know you've been, I don't know if you're in the minority here on this station. Maybe you are as far as how you feel about Micah. Like, you seem more okay with the trade than maybe the rest of us. And I'm just curious your thoughts after watching one game of him in green and gold.
Well, I think both things could be true. Will the Cowboys miss him, and will he flourish this year in Green Bay? I think the answer to both of those things could be yes. Or should the Cowboys have traded him, and will he flourish for Green Bay, and could he win a Super Bowl there? I think both things could be true. I do think the salary concerns are legit, and I also think, and this is just, talking to the people that I talked to at the Star, I do think, and I've been talking about this for a while, he was a royal pain in the butt. And sometimes that was in the locker room. Sometimes that was defensive assignments. Now, do you just put up with that like the Cowboys used to put up with a lot of what Charles Haley did? I think that's fair. Yeah, maybe they should have just put up with him and paid him $45 million a year, or gotten some sort of deal done last spring. But I do think if you have a coach who is trying to establish culture and how you do things and how you do things the right way and how everybody is held to a standard, this may sound crazy. I just think that's hard to do with Micah Parsons. Now, maybe he's the one exception. Jimmy used to treat everybody differently. Maybe 52 guys on the roster have to act a certain way, and Micah has his own kind of thing. I don't know. I wasn't just sad to see him go. I do realize that it could make Green Bay really good, and the Cowboys will really miss him, because that's a hard thing to find, is a guy who can really pressure off the edge. But no, I think he was a very selfish player, and I think sometimes it was destructive on both passing and running plays. And the Micah fade at the end of the year was very real here, and including the game that probably should have signaled the detonation of this entire team, the Green Bay game.
Yep.
He was terrible in that game. I just think, let me put it this way. I believe that this could end up looking like a disastrous trade for Dallas. I understand that. But I think, with the same nuance, some folks in town should realize it wasn't all great with Micah, and this is not just ridiculous that they did this. And I think there's a number of people that feel that way, not only here, but around the league. And we'll see. And man, if he's lifting a trophy here in a few months, Dallas is going to look really dumb. And I at least am willing to give that a possibility, especially based on how Green Bay looked the other day. They were already really good. They've already really invested in their defense over the last 4 years, and now you add him to it. Holy smokes, man! They're going to be tough to beat.
Are you surprised by the fan reaction to this trade over the past week and a half? Because there are so many parallels with Micah and the Luka trade, where they're the same age, they're the best player on each team. And with the Luka trade, everybody hated it when it happened. And as time passed, people became outraged. Like, people hated it even more. And it feels over the past week and a half, as we're seeing this happen on a Thursday afternoon, people are upset. You'd hear from a few people, the very minority that are like, okay, maybe just give it time, let it work out. But it feels like over the past couple weeks, you're hearing from more people that are like, yeah, this, you know, you needed to stop the run, you needed the draft picks. It feels like people are coming around on the trade more now. Like, that seems like the biggest difference between the Luka trade.
Yeah, I think there's a slight difference there. It doesn't seem to be quite the outrage on this that there was with Luka. And, I got a lot of hate email on that because I wasn't that offended by that deal either.
Well, the difference is, to me, Micah never led you to a title game. And
right.
Luka led you to a finals.
That's why, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, now if you're saying, well, you never won anything with him, so, you know, therefore, one of the things you do is trade your best defensive player. See, I'm not even sure Micah was their best player. How about that? I think
Brandon Aubrey.
Say it after all these drops, but you know, I think it's. Sorry, I had to let the dog out.
if you know what I mean.
Yeah, who let that dog out? you know, I think CD may be their best player. I don't know. I wasn't a huge Micah fan. And as I've said many times, I'm not a defensive line coach. I'm not even a high school coach. I'm not a junior high coach. Did coach youth football, though. Mm-hmm. And let's just say we had results, okay?
You raised a special team coordinator, so you know your deep snappers. And
that's right.
Kick coverage. That's
right. And I'm sure, you know, and he's coached on the defensive side of the ball. I'm sure he would kill to have somebody like Micah. But, you know, and getting into watching all 22, you know, there were times where I wondered about his effort. I certainly wondered about what he was doing on particular plays. And, I'm sorry. I think he's a really selfish player. Now, with some edge rushers, that's the singular, you know, approach is sometimes really good. You know, see quarterback, get quarterback, and that's fine. But, you know, I don't think it was all this, oh, my God, the Cowboys had Lawrence Taylor and traded him. Yeah, I don't know about that.
And we get to see him here in a couple weeks at home. That'll be a lot of fun.
I'll say it right now. Even as a guy who's not a Micah fan, I think that's going to look really bad.
Highest rated game of the year.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I think he'll have multiple sacks. And there's a chance the Packers come in here and win by double digits. And it looks terrible on that day. And you have boos. And, I mean, shoot, you're already going to have, what, 20 or 30,000 Packer fans there anyway? Mm-hmm. That could be a really, really bad day for the Cowboys. And then in the long run, this could be a really bad day. But we'll see. We'll see about that.
We'll keep tracking it, and we'll let's talk again next week. Let's talk some Cowboys. We can talk some mascots, some dogs. Let the dogs out again next week for some afternoon job.
I was just getting the dog. What you guys
yes, sir.
Focus.
All right, Georgia. We'll see you.
See you, boys.